Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler, Chuck Freeman, Ryan Horvath. The Milwaukee Basketball Hour tonight at 6. You hot stovaholics. What does that mean for Hot Stove Weekly? Well, you'll get it at 7 o'clock till 9, so you still get your 2 hours. Tim Allen, the host of that fine program, and we preview tonight's show with Tim right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, our very own Tim Allen, who does not work really during the winters and then works every day of the summer all summer long on our baseball postgame show. Hey, Tool Man, what's up?
Hi, Al.
What's happening? Good morning, guys. Yeah, I've been the last couple of days here working on a schedule here, which finds a couple of quirks in it, one of which is, Chuck, you can relate to this as well, three Friday off days in one season. That's never happened for the Brewers.
I don't like it because I think baseball should be every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I don't know. Why would baseball ever take off on a Friday?
I'm not
dumb
sure.
Dumb idea. God, it's really stupid. Just that's even worse than the Brewers having an opening day against the Cubs. Dumb idea. Dumb.
Restaurant.
Yes.
Restaurant to be named later is going to open this Friday.
Yeah, that's the gimmick. Yep.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always intrigued, Tim.
We all agree that name sucks.
Yeah, I don't get it. That's just, but you know what? We're talking about it. If they were to call it Jeff's, we wouldn't be talking about it.
Well, I don't know if they found a sponsor or not.
I'm going to start calling it Jeff's.
It's just a random name.
Yeah.
Non-roster invitees, Tim. I'm always intrigued by guys who are, you know, kind of reclamation projects who were good a few years ago, and then for injury or whatever, kind of are looking for a job a few years later. And there's two guys on the Brewers like this, Justin Grimm and Logan Morrison. Grimm is a pretty good reliever. Okay. God, I thought he was really good a few years ago. Talking about the Cubs and a few other teams. And then, you know, Logan Morrison hit 38 bombs with Tampa a few years ago. And now, in recent years, he's been bounced around a few teams. First, Logan Morrison. I know there's only, like, maybe one roster spot on this team that's unspoken for yet, that 26th man. Man, do I want Logan to make this team.
I'm not sure he does. I'm starting to change my stance a little bit. He's got a couple of games here this week that were back-to-back homers, and you know, a big pop off the bench. They may be looking at that very closely. I didn't originally think he was going to break camp with the club. I think there's a little bit better of a chance now. Another guy you got to throw in there, Chuck, is Shelby Miller.
So, another one, yeah, for the former Cardinal.
And now with, you know, the Adrian Hauser, he had a pitch count yesterday. There was some speculation to an injury to some degree. But I'm not sure I like Hauser necessarily in that rotation. So it may give an opportunity to a couple of other guys, and that is that's Shelby Miller. And Justin Grimm, you're right on the money. Guys, go back and look at the back of his baseball card, and a few years ago, he was sort of a workhorse guy. He was very effective. And additionally, that bullpen now, you start to take a look at how the bullpen is going to shape up. That bullpen, I'm still hanging my hat on it, is going to be a strength for this baseball team. And they're going to need that. You talk about the situational game these days, especially with the minimum three batter rule with relievers. That is huge this year. Those of you that are really into the nuts and bolts of decision making with Craig Counsell and Pat Murphy on that bench, this is going to be an awesome year for that situational thing. And that's why maybe the now we come full circle, and maybe that's why the Logan Morrison not being as versatile as they like these days, he may be a casualty here as of late.
Yeah, and he's already said, Logan has said, he doesn't want to play at AAA. He says he got nothing accomplished at AAA, that he needs to get it done at the major league level. I don't read too much into the spring training stats. This idea that a guy's got to perform, and that's what they base it on sometimes. You know, if a guy has a great spring training, he's going to make the team. How could you not keep the guy on the team? And then, you know, the guy gets to the major league roster and he fails. So, but I look at the history of these two guys have had success in the majors, and yeah, like Morrison, but Justin Grimm, I think could help out this bullpen if he stays healthy.
He can, and you put him alongside guys like Bobby Wall and David Phelps and some of these guys. It's starting to stack up in there to a nice pen back there. And again, we'll see. But Brewers, good news this week, and we'll hash all this out, get into some more details on tonight's show at 7 o'clock. But yeah, Brewers starting to win some ball games. You're starting to see some guys just fall into a little bit of a pocket here. We're going to see Braun and Yelich here within the next 6 days or so. We saw Lorenzo Cain get a start. So things starting to take place a little bit.
You know, it's not that – I'm not saying I was getting excited as we talked to Tim Allen here. I am excited for the Brewers season. I think there's a lot of intrigue, a lot of mystery to how it goes. I know I've been down on them throughout the offseason. I think they're going to go right around whatever their over-under mark is. So I've improved that win total from the 78 that I had them pegged for a couple of weeks ago. Craig Counsell's a good manager. They always find a way to squeeze out some wins where they don't have it. But as I'm starting to get a little more, you know, excited, the names we mentioned to start this segment, Logan Morrison, David Phelps, Justin Grimm, Shelby Miller. What are we doing? This is who we're banking on now?
No, I just think, though, but every team has got those non-roster invitees mm-hmm. who they bring to the Brewers have done this forever.
Bobby Wall.
Well, Bobby Wall, I agree with you on. I don't know. I thought, you know, he was supposed to be an integral part of the bullpen last
he's
year.
He's going to be.
All right, well, he's coming out. Tim, I don't like.
Positive porthole.
Yeah. I don't like counting on guys who are coming off. Were like Knable. Like, I don't expect anything
sorry,
out of Knable.
Sorry, I had to restart the computer.
I don't expect anything out of Knable. And Bobby Wall, who sat out last year, you know,
and
my expectations.
With coronavirus like 7 of the last 10 months.
My expectations are low, guys, for people who like miss a whole season because of a season ending injury.
Well, and we'll find out what Tommy John can work mainly in good ways, but we'll see what happens with Corey's deal there. But, you know, Bobby Wall, that was a non-arm injury. And this guy can gas. He can play from 2018. He can play that Jeremy Jeffress type role. There's going to be a lot of situations where it's just back and forth in the strategy of this thing. This is one of the more exciting years in Brewers baseball that I can remember because of that, the strategic, you know, decision making out of Craig Counsell, and that's why they guys, I'm convinced of this. They want to combat the relief rule that is in check and in place this year. They want to combat that with the most situational offensive game that they can possibly get into. And that's why you're seeing the versatility of guys like Brock Holt and Jed Jerko and Eric Sogard added to the mix here because they want to play that situational game. Just wait. You will see the seventh or eighth inning here of a night game in June, and the roof is going to be open, and we're going to be loving Brewers life here, and there's going to be, well, why didn't you go with Jerko? Because Sogard against left, that is the type of baseball we're going to be playing here, and maybe that's their plan here. And again, we have to remember that being the market size, and I don't want to get into all that, but being the market size, having the payroll that you've got, the resources that you have, the somewhat depleted minor league system, this is the way they compete, guys. And you got to credit them for that. Now, I had a buddy in Vegas just this past Thursday, placed a wager for me, At Rio Casino in Las Vegas, they have the Brewers at over and under at 82.5 games. That's it.
They'll hit the over on that.
The bookmakers, they don't think the Brewers are going to be anything, but they don't follow Brewers baseball like we do. And I'm not saying they're wrong, and they can be wrong at times, but they don't follow it like we do. And I just think that the piece of the puzzle here, or the pieces of the puzzle, are the versatility, and it's mid and late game strategy for this baseball team here in the 2020 championship season. Now, to get to that range in the game, guys, the starting pitching has got to start chewing up a few more innings. They just do. In order for all of this to work, Brett Anderson, Josh Lindblom, Brandon Woodruff, whoever else is at the bottom of that rotation, we have yet to get to Freddie Peralta and his deal, they've got to perform here, or the whole thing is just going to crumble.
Tim Allen, Hot Stove Weekly tonight, 7 to 9 on the Fan. I'm Bart Winkler, Chuck Freeman with Tim Allen. I agree with everything you said. I think it is going to be interesting. It is going to be fun to watch. They're going to manage the batting lineup like the bullpen. There's going to be a lot of situational stuff. So the season is going to be interesting. Now, do they have the talent to win a lot of these games? That's where I'm not so sure they do, and that's what we're going to find out throughout the year. One guy I do want to talk about, when you're talking about all these guys that can play different positions, Orlando Arcia is pretty much a shortstop. Now, he's shown some power here this last week in spring training, but with everybody else that they've got, I mean, at some point, it's got to be a make-or-break time for Arcia. I think this might be it.
I think you're right, and if it's not there yet, it's going to be really soon. We can't have an everyday lineup guy getting on base. I don't care where he bats in the order. I don't care what you expect or the expectations of a shortstop or a catcher. You've got to get on base higher than a 285 clip. I mean, Chuck, from the left side of the box there, you could probably draw a walk or two.
Sure.
And raise that OBP over 285. Come on, guys. You're right, Bart, in that this could be the season for him. And I just wonder if it wasn't for the injury to Urias, if this would even be a conversation. I just wonder if their internal plans, without the injury, may have been to give Luis Urias the start at short.
I'm surprised Arcia is even on this team. I thought maybe we saw the last of him, but I know at the end of the season last year, I was at David Stern's season-ending media gathering, and he said, we need more from the shortstop position. But he was talking about Arcia. He says, our shortstop underperformed. We need more. And I thought, oh, man, that means he is looking for another shortstop.
And he's going to make some money, guys, because you look at some of the home runs, and he's had some big home runs. He's had some clutch home runs, and you look at what he's been doing this week and this spring thus far, that, you know, seems to be a little more relaxed, or is it the opposite, or is he pressing and he knows the writing's on the wall? We'll see.
Freddie Peralta signs that long-term extension. He could make up to $30 million over the next 5 years, but the report's about 5 years, $15 million. The Brewers buy him out of arbitration. He's probably seen what's going on with Josh Hader and says, I don't want any part of that. I want the money, and I want it now. You think that's a better deal for Freddie or the Brewers? From the Brewers' standpoint, I really like the deal from them, and it's true. It's clear that they believe in him, though.
They do, and I love it. And his role is yet to be determined long term. I mean, is he a bullpen guy? Is he a starter? I'm going to assume on this that if not this year, in the span of that 5 year deal that he just signed, he's going to be a starting pitcher. And we saw some brilliant performances. His debut on Mother's Day a couple of years ago in Denver. And we saw this just an outstanding performance down in Cincinnati last year, that he was going toe-to-toe with Luis Castillo. And it was something to behold. But from his standpoint, and I remember talking to Jonathan Lucroy about this years ago, it's come to the point where, and I totally understand it, some of these younger guys in the game, as soon as they see the $10 million deal, forget about how many years it is. It could be 2.8 million years. As soon as these young dudes see a $10 million lottery ticket, they're going to take it. Freddie Peralta, according to most of these reports, went against the agent's advice and said, dude, you're probably going to cost you a ton of money here. But he's eyeballing 15 mil guaranteed. It could extend depending on the team buyouts at the and his two free agent years. This could extend upwards of $25, $30 million deal. Once he saw the $15 million, $3 million a year, I want some cash up front, my mom and dad are crying, I don't blame the kid. I don't blame him at all. Lucroy went through the same thing, a five-year deal for $10 million. That was a steal of a deal, but they see those big figures and they take them.
It's like the Braves. They were able to lock up a couple guys, Ronnie Acuna, yeah, making $1 million only this year, then $5 million, then in the $17 million range. But even through 2024, he's making that. Ozzie Albies, $1 million this year, $3 million, and then $5, $7, and $7. But it's all guaranteed. So yeah, some of these young guys do want to take that money when they're able to get it. Tim Allen, would you do the same? That's something you can ponder tonight. Hot Stove Weekly from 7 to 9. We look forward to it, and we love to talk to you, my man.
I like talking to you guys. I'd be on every day if you wanted me to.
We may do that at some point. We're commercial-free in the 9 o'clock hour, so.
We got a lot of baseball to talk this summer after after the Bucks win the NBA championship, and then I think that's going to carry us a few weeks. And then by, you know, mid-July, we're ready to turn it completely over to the Brewers.
Well, and it may be a little bit of a Tim and Tao's takeover at times here as the Bucks go down the stretch and into the postseason, and then hopefully the NBA Finals, like you say, Chuck. But we might have some combined shows and celebrate a Brewers victory in a given night and a Bucks playoff victory. So we'll adjust.
Well, I remember the last time we had a Tim and Tausch takeover, there was some drama involved in that.
Well, on the morning show there was. But
that's what he's talking about, isn't he?
I don't know. He's talking about the postgame
shows. I thought
he was
talking about coming over to our show.
He can come over because, you know, once this thing spreads to Wisconsin, I'm talking about the coronavirus, I'm not leaving the house. So you can come in here as much as you want, Timmy.
Sounds good.
Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Post Game Show and Hot Stove Weekly tonight, 7 to 9. I know that sounded like a joke. It was not, I'm afraid. Great Midwest Bank Hotline has your passion outgrown your home. A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. I am going to bring up some college basketball with you in the next 90 seconds here.
I like it. Tournaments are starting today.
Right. Who?
The Horizon League. UWM plays tonight.
Today?
It starts today.
They just played a game the other night ago.
But the Horizon League, UWM is at Youngstown State tonight. And the Horizon League, wide open.
Wow. I think the Horizon League wide open. I'll take the L on that. As much as I'm required to know everything about every team.
The conference tournaments are underway today.
I did not understand and did not realize.
I think the Southern League starts tonight, too.
That's two blemishes on
But I know
my
the Horizon for sure. But, hey, whether you want to stay home and watch sports on TV, the college basketball tournaments, or you don't want to go to work like Bart does, he's afraid of getting sick or whatever. Hey, there's a reason to stay home. BlueChew.com, man. If you like sex and you subscribe to BlueChew.com, all the more reason to not even leave the bedroom or the couch or the staircase or wherever. At BlueChew.com, I said staircase.
Yeah, what?
All easy to get to. First chewables with BlueChew.com have the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. BlueChew can work faster than pills, up to twice as fast. Only takes a few minutes to connect with a BlueChew.com affiliated physician. And if you qualify, you can prescribe quickly online. So, you know, you don't have to go to your doctor and say, hey, you know what, I got one of those awkward conversations. Or you don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy. That is never fun. All this happens online with a physician. The consultation is free, and it's cheaper than anything else you want to do in life. It's free with this offer right here. Here's what you do. You go to BlueChew.com. You put in the promo code Chuck, and your first order is free. You pay the $5 in shipping, and that's it. Blue Chew is spelled BlueChew.com, promo code Chuck. These chewables from BlueChew.com, they're going to work. They're prescribed online by a doctor made right here in the United States. But again, it's BlueChew.com for your first order free. Promo code Chuck. You're going to get online with an online physician. They're going to ask you some questions. You give them some correct answers, honestly. If everything checks out, you'll be on your way. Those ingredients, those Blue Chews, will be shipped directly to your door in discreet packaging. Blue Chew, BlueChew.com, promo code Chuck, your first order free, and you pay the $5 in shipping. Chew it and do it with Blue Chew.
One of the things we like to do around this time of the year is take a look at bracketologists, whether it's Jerry Palm, CBS, whether it's Joe Lunardi, or whoever. I think Stump the Schwab does one for Fox Sports. Joe Lunardi, who's who I want to bring up.
He's the original.
He's got Wisconsin as a 4 seed, Chuck.
Wow. If they're playing all the games at the Kohl Center, but I think great guard, I got to believe.
If they're playing all the games in their throwback jerseys.
Yeah, but not just, they're just great at home. I mean, you saw the other night. They're at home, and they're against a Minnesota team. That's like one of the best 500 teams in the country. Minnesota's damn good. They played Maryland tough the other night. Minnesota is going to be one of the best bad teams not to make the NCAA tournament, if that makes sense. But they're scary, and they can compete with anybody. And they should have beat Wisconsin, but Wisconsin came through. Pritzel hit those threes, and they just find a way to win. Wisconsin just finds a way to win some of these games. They're on an incredible roll. But a 4 seed might be a little high.
Lunardi usually has the Badgers 1, 2, sometimes 3 lines ahead of where they actually fall.
Mm-hmm.
They're not a 4 seed.
No, they're not. But they've been playing great since that loss at Minnesota a couple of weeks ago. They've won 6 in a row. I mean, the win in Michigan last Thursday was impressive. And, you know, they've beaten some good teams. They got one loss at home, and that's the Illinois. But 4 might be a little high, but I want to believe that this Badger team can compete with anybody. The way the state of college basketball is right now in the wide open field.
I'm telling you, I think they're an Elite Eight team.
They're a good team.
I think they are.
Well, then if you think they're an Elite Eight team, then they should be a top 4 seed.
I think they're going to go on a run.
Man, they're on such a run right now. But we see this out of Wisconsin. Them get on a little bit of a run and look good, and then they stumble in the NCAA tournament. They go through a slump, and they lose by 25 points.
Congratulations to the Wisconsin Badgers, who have now finished ahead of Minnesota in the standings. 16 straight seasons in football and 22 straight seasons in basketball.
Yeah.
So the border battle is quite the rivalry.
Although, you know, Minnesota gave Wisconsin one of their worst losses this year, but the Badgers got a little redemption this weekend.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Bart Winkler, Chuck Freeman, Ryan Horvath. Somebody else from Wisconsin impressing some of the scouts at the NFL Combine. We'll talk about where he may fall and if green and gold is in his future. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.